how did you tell me how you went from going to into the baking area to radio?
So that actually, I went back to school. I met the weekend weatherman, Lee Sullivan. He's now the main weatherman there at KSBW now, and we became buddies. And he said, "Hey, come by sometime and take a look at the studio." I was like, "Well, yeah, that sounds great." So I went in there and was looking around at all the bright lights and was meeting everybody. And then I walked into the sports department, and there was Brian Dakin was his name. And he was sitting there. He was the weekend weatherman. And he had his feet up, and he was reading the sports page. And he was watching television. And I was like, that's it. I want that job. Yeah. That's what I want to do. So I literally, that following Monday, I called Cabrillo and said, "Hey, can I get a copy of my transcripts?" And so I figured, okay, this is how many credits I need to do. How do I transfer to CSUMB? I want to do this as quickly as possible. And they sat me down. They said, "You got to do this, this, and this." I did it. I transferred. 2.5 years later, I was graduating from CSUMB with my degree in Teledramatic Arts and Technology. And one of the good things that came along with going back to school, which I looked up, how do I become a sports anchor? And it said, you need to get an internship. Pretty much every single job that you get in the industry, you need to have an internship. And who do they give internships to? Students.
So wait, you went and finished this degree in 2.5 years?
Yeah. Because I had done quite a bit, because even while I was working at the bank originally, right after high school, I was still earning credits and passing my basic stuff, my math and my English and things like that. Yeah. So I had quite a bit of credits already built up there at the community college level. So I just went back and was like, what do I need to do? Okay. I think I took 24 units my first semester.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I finished CSUMB in a year and a half because I packed it on, I was doing 30 units, most semesters, just really, I knew what I wanted.
Did you have a job while you went back to school?
I was still working at Bay Federal. Yeah. I was still, I took a step back. That another thing that Bay Federal was so great at was, oh, you want to go back to school? Wonderful. We'll move you to this position in the branch. I created my own position there. It was called a greeter. You'll see them now at every Bay Federal that you go into. There's someone sitting right there at the entranceway. Hey, how you doing? What do you need? I'll point you this way. I created that so that I could do it and go back to school at the same time.
Tell me how that conversation went. Who did you have to talk to say hey, I want to stick around. What did you do there?
Yeah, I was in really well with one of the VPs, and I went to him and I said, hey, I'm going back to school. I've already kind of been approved to dial back my hours and this and that. I don't think I'll be able to be the manager that you guys need. So what do you think about this? It's your front line of defense. I see people walking to the bank a lot of times and they're looking around. Where do I go? Where do I go? Do you have somebody right up front there, saying hi to everybody, welcoming them in, smiling? And he's like, that is a great idea. Do you want to do it? And I was like, well, I'm glad you asked. That's why I brought it up.
That's awesome.
So then it,